I have been following Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies for a while. I would say I have more knowledge and exposure than the average person, so I just wanted to share my quick thoughts on cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin in general, things to be aware of, and why I think you should start holding some as well. But just as a disclaimer, I am certainly no expert in this topic, so everything is just for educational purposes. Bitcoin is probably the first type of cryptocurrency that a person hears about when they hear anything related to cryptocurrency. The price of one Bitcoin touched as high as 40,000 recently. When you hear about Bitcoin being that high, most people will probably think it's very expensive. I remember a couple years ago, I bought a Bitcoin close to $500. And I actually sold at around $800, thinking that it was already pretty high and that I just wanted to make a profit. Of course, I regret selling now, but at the time I had no idea what to expect and just wanted to come out ahead. And it just felt very risky at the time. From a high level, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency. When I say decentralized, it means there isn't a single owner, person, company, or even government that can control it. For example, the US government has the ability to control the US dollar. They can choose whether to print more or less dollar bills to either inflate or deflate the economy. Bitcoin is the opposite. There is a limited supply of Bitcoin, and with a limited supply, the more demand there is, the higher price it will have as well. Also, from a high level, it utilizes a ledger or bookkeeping system such that every single transaction can be looked up or verified as they are made. Also, Bitcoin makes it very easy to send money from one person to another with very little cost. If you wanted to send money to another person in a different country, typically you'd have to worry about high fees and them being able to receive money in their local currency. For Bitcoin, the other person just needs to have a Bitcoin wallet where they can receive Bitcoin and either keep it in Bitcoin or convert it to another type of cryptocurrency or even withdraw it in their local currency. Today, things have changed a lot, and I just wanted to give some observations. First, there are large companies betting on Bitcoin as the future. For example, one of the largest payment platforms, PayPal, has allowed the buying and selling of Bitcoin in their platform. Also, if you are familiar with Square and their Cash App, that app also allows you to buy Bitcoin. Now, the various platforms have their advantages and disadvantages, but I'm not going to cover that in this episode. In addition, there have been a wide variety of platforms around the world which are solely focused in allowing you to trade Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Something I'm starting to see is that many of these platforms are allowing you to earn very high interest on Bitcoin and other coins just by holding it in your account or choosing to loan it out. We're talking about interest rates easily in the 5 to 10% range. These days in the US, the majority of banks are offering interest rates of either close to zero or generally less than 1%. When you can have your money earning 5 to 10% interest, it kind of makes you wonder why even bother leaving money in a bank account. Because of this huge difference, banks are, I think, in a crucial period right now where if they don't offer something drastically different or more competitive, some of these cryptocurrency platforms are eventually going to gain a bunch of customers. And as more people learn about cryptocurrency and these types of accounts, the faster banks and their savings accounts will become less relevant. The main hurdle that is stopping people from transferring their life savings to these cryptocurrency platforms to earn interest is the lack of some kind of insurance, or in the US, it's called FDIC insurance, which basically means that when you put money in a savings account, the government kind of gives this insurance, backing it with US dollars, saying that if something happens, that the government will step in and restore funds. Cryptocurrencies have some risks involved. For one thing, it's not insured by any government. That means that if for some reason the platform loses your cryptocurrency or loses a bunch of coins due to hacking, you lose your money and there isn't a way to get it back. Until these cryptocurrency platforms can offer some kind of guarantee, people are not going to be confident putting large amounts of money. I am even starting to see these companies offer Bitcoin debit and credit cards with a Visa logo and with enticing perks as well. That allows people to basically spend their cryptocurrency at a store. By making it easier for people to buy Bitcoin and spend it, it gives people more confidence since it gives a glimpse of it becoming mainstream. There are people who are going to be completely against Bitcoin and believe it has zero value. But there are people, on the other hand, who are supporters and who actually believe that Bitcoin will reach a price of hundreds of thousands of dollars and will grow over time. What I do know is that there are institutions and companies that are currently buying large amounts of Bitcoin, and I think that is enough for me to put some money as well. I am taking the cautious approach and personally am going to invest some money and buy Bitcoin whenever I have a little bit of extra money and just keep buying over time, even at the current price. This is known as dollar cost averaging. I am only going to put money that I am willing to lose. I think the price of Bitcoin has the potential to go up, and I believe it is here to stay in the near future, but I just wanted to have some exposure just to get more comfortable with holding Bitcoin and the platforms. I think it will be interesting having some ownership in it and being able to take part in a possible future while watching how it plays out. I also won't have the feeling of missing out. Once you start researching Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, I just wanted to say it is also very easy to get exposed to other coins such as Ethereum, Litecoin, Dogecoin, etc. These are called altcoins. The ones I mentioned are some of the larger altcoins, but there's even some coins out there which have a market cap which are so small that it is extremely risky. If you really do plan on putting some money, I'd stick with Bitcoin and Ethereum at best, because those are the two largest coins. Once you start to dabble in the other altcoins, I think it's an even higher risk because there are so many others out there. There are actually hundreds of altcoins out there. And I think it's similar to like playing with penny stocks in the US. But I would even go as far to say that it's even worse than penny stocks in terms of risk. In any case, if you are in the US, I think Coinbase is the best starting platform if you're interested in such kinds of things. They are one of the easiest to use in terms of the UI and just being able to do simple things like adding money, buying, or selling Bitcoin. I will leave a referral link in the podcast description where you will get $10 just by creating an account and buying $100 of Bitcoin. If you do sign up, thanks in advance for supporting this podcast. And please do send me a message on any questions or things you'd like to know about cryptocurrency in general.
If you've enjoyed my podcast or this episode in general, please visit my link at anchor.fm/sleepyvoice. From there, you can leave a voice message if you'd like to give me ideas for future podcast episodes, or you can even make a donation to support this podcast. Thanks for listening, and I hope you tune in next time.